We now welcome onto the call the head coach, Tony Brook, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, Rob. Happy Labor Day.
To you as well. A 35-14 loss to Rhode Island last week in your opener, but that game tied 14 all at the half. As you've gone back and looked at the tape of that game, just talk about your impressions.
Yeah, I think the final score is very disappointing for me. You know, winning and losing a game is a small margins of error, but I mean, I thought Rhode Island certainly towards the end of the third quarter and fourth quarter outplayed us. And they were a good football team the whole game, but they outplayed us. And I'm concerned about that, but we'll get over that. As you articulated, it was a 14-14 game at halftime, and I thought it was a competitive game. Either team could have done something more. They didn't. We each gave each other a touchdown. And it was about that kind of game. You know, statistically, it was fairly even. We played a little better in the first half than we certainly did at the end of the game. But somewhere around mid of the third quarter, they were able to take advantage of some things, good game planning, and put us in the hole, and we didn't perform well at the end of the game.
The game obviously started, as you touched on, great for you, Carthel Flowers Lloyd with that strip sack and the touchdown return. Six tackles, two tackles for loss for him. How do you make use of his outstanding athleticism and skills in so many different ways?
Yeah, I mean, he's rushing a passer in nickel situations for us. He's a first down guy. You know, he plays special teams also, starter on three special teams. So, you know, good football player. He's been a good football player since he joined us a year ago. And we got to keep on riding it off on his big plays.
Offensively, Josh Dumont, first game for you at quarterback. 6-16 passing, but certainly made a lot of plays with his legs, 83 yards, and that doesn't count the big play that gave called back. How did you think he performed as you've gone back and looked at the tape?
Yeah, I think the passing statistics are probably a little misleading. But, you know, we knew what he has from the waist down. And I think early in the game, especially the first drive of the game and the call you alluded to that got called back, you know, he had a chance to set the tone on the first drive of the game. He did a good job. And throughout the game, when the game was competitive and we played Stony Brook football, I thought he did a good job. Certainly needs to get better. You know, the combination of him and Deron who played, I mean, I think both guys played in their first games. And I think that was a cause and effect of some of the things. And then I'll also give Rhode Island credit where credit's due. I thought they made some changes from what they did a year ago defensively. You can see that. They played the game more physical than what we saw on film last year. And that's kudos to them with their changes. And they changed up the picture a lot on our quarterbacks. And you know, certainly will help us get better.
What were they able to do to Tyson was never really able to get going like he normally does. Was he, I'm sure he'll be the focus of everybody's game plan this year, but what were they able to do specifically kind of to keep him in check?
Well, I think the two things they did a good job of is they fit the run play very well. They did a really good job of fitting the run plays and, you know, they tackled real well. So from the physical part of the game, they were where they needed to be and they finished plays. So, you know, we've got to do a better job of creating some creases for him. But that is also why Josh got out on some runs also because of what they were doing with some of that stuff. But at the end of the day, he'll be fine. You know, just, you know, you're not always going to break the long runs. He had two or three opportunities to break them and they made the play and they swarmed to the ball and made the second guy got in or the first guy made the stop.
Touched a little bit on Carthel earlier, but overall, how did you feel like your defense played? There were a couple of big plays in the past game, but overall, did you think they did a pretty good job?
Yeah, I think third down defense, which I heard a couple of other coaches speak on both sides of the ball, was probably a little bit our Achilles heel on the first half drive. We gave them three of them and could have got off the field three different times, and we didn't. You know, but if you look at the game itself, at halftime, we held them to six first downs, 100 total yards. So I thought coming out of the blocks, they missed some plays, as every offense will, that could have created some other things, but we controlled it. And as I said, you know, they made some plays midway through the third quarter. The quarterback put some balls on point, and they got up on us 21-14, and we weren't able to get that back offensively. And then when it was 28-14, it was more or less just, you know, finishing the game. Our kids played hard to the end. Don't get me wrong. I'm not disappointed with their effort. But, you know, Rhode Island came to finish the game, and they finished it correctly.
You're trying to work, as a lot of teams did, working new guys in the lineup. Were there any newcomers that saw their first action that impressed you with their play?
Yeah, I mean, all three of our corners that played in that game had never been on the field. And if you really look at their performance, I think it was very, very good. We started the defensive end, Rodney Falk, who's a redshirt freshman who had a really big game, in my opinion, start to finish. We started a redshirt freshman at right guard who, because of injuries, we had to move Kyle Nunez to center. And to be honest with you, he played above average for us. So we had some of that, which is excited about for the future.
Certainly unusual to have an open week in week two. How do you make use of that, especially after a Thursday night game? So a pretty long layoff. Is it a good time to break to refocus with film of game one, or would you prefer to get out there as soon as possible?
Well, you know, we knew the cards that were dealt to us from the start, so you really don't worry about it. We practiced on Saturday. We watched the film, practice on Saturday. We had an excellent practice on Saturday. Gave the guys 2 days off, Sunday and today. We'll be back at it tomorrow morning. But I think what it did, and hindsight's 50-50, it's allowed us as a coaching staff Saturday, Sunday, and today, we really haven't spent any time on UMass. We haven't one film on them, but it's all been about what are we doing? What did Rhode Island see? What did they pick on? What's the next opponent going to see? And your best evidence of who you are is how the other team prepared for you. So I think it's really given us a great opportunity just to examine ourselves, get our kids' legs underneath them. And then the next couple of days, we're going to be honestly work Stony Brook for Stony Brook. We'll deal with UMass later on in the week or over the weekend.
All right, Chuck. Thanks so much for taking time with us this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.